the beautiful, very petite Renette Welton. Renette, welcome in studio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I must say, Renette's walked in here and she looks just like a gymnast. You look exactly what a gymnast should be. You are petite, you are small, but you are strong, and you are 6 months pregnant, and you do not, from the back, you do not look pregnant. So congratulations on your pregnancy.
Thank you.
But Renette, welcome. Welcome to us here in Hoedspruit. And I know we usually start the interview with a little bit of an introduction so that people that are listening can get to know a little bit more personal details about you. So you've got to give us a little intro. Let us know where you were born, where you grew up, and a little bit more about your life.
All right. So yes, I am Renette, used to be Welton, now Bower. I am originally from Pretoria. I was born there, grew up there, went to school there. Then I moved to Joburg, so I became a Joburger, very much Gautengeling. And then 3 years ago decided want the bush life.
You want to get out of the city. So your sporting career, from what age did that start?
It was sort of born into my, it's in my blood. But I started gymnastics at the age of 5 at Tuck's under coach Louis Fury. My mother was a Protea gymnast as well.
There we go.
So that's where the interest came from and the ability. I think she just got very annoyed with me jumping on all her couches. Like most of the kids that I currently have at the gymnastics, their parents don't know what to do anymore because their furniture are taking the beating. So I trained there. I can't remember all the ages.
Don't worry,
exactly,
the dates.
But
we get to a stage where the dates don't count.
They blur. But yes, I was. I attended the high performance school, the Tux Sports School for whatever athletes. It was when it opened up. Gymnastics was the very first sport that they had, and then soccer and tennis and all kinds of other sports came. That was added. And then after, I think I was still in primary school, but then I moved to Johannesburg to go and train under coach Ilse Rutz-Pelser. She's currently at the Olympics in Paris with the gymnast Caitlin.
So this is like on a serious level now. So you get to Joburg and you're training properly with a coach now.
Yeah, I think I moved there because even though the high performance, it was more school than, it was more gymnastics than school. We went to train in the mornings from 7 o'clock until 11. Then we went to school and then came back to the gym. So from an early age, from around, I think when I went to that school, I was probably about 9 or something. I trained around 7 hours a day.
Oh, it's a long day to train.
Yeah, and then I decided to make it my career, and I was very passionate about it, and I wanted to reach certain goals. And moving to Joburg, where she was the top coach at that stage, I'm really never have regretted that move.
Because you needed to go that next level for you
needed
to take
to
it professionally.
Up. Yeah, I think it happened. I was there was Commonwealth Trials at one stage, and I think I ended up 24th or something, and I said to my mom, I need to make that team. I'm 24th, what are we going to do? And we then called her and arranged the whole move and whatever, but that was a bit later. I was 14 when I moved there. So I obtained my my Protea colors at the age of 13 with coach Louis at Tux. And then I moved. And after that, it grew. And I eventually did make that team.
What games have you competed in since you got with her as a coach?
A few career highlights after getting there, I mean, then I had to attend a normal school, but they made very specific arrangements. I went to Help Makar College, my school, and they, I was in the hostel there, but they allowed me also to do my training in the morning, go back to school, quickly gather all my the lessons that I missed, all the info, and then I went straight back to gym. That was 8-hour days, 8-hour training days. I competed in many international competitions, went to a lot of countries, USA, England, Oz, everywhere.
And who paid for those? Did you have to pay a lot of that out of your own pocket?
All of it.
Really?
My mom and dad, yeah.
So you don't get any assistance from the different federations here?
It's different now, but not at that stage. It was very young, and we were sort of just establishing gymnastics, I think, as a sport at that stage. So, yeah, I was at that stage, I was one of the first gymnasts to qualify for 3 consecutive world championships.
Fantastic.
In a Olympic cycle. So that was the main goal. That was where I was headed. But 2 very big ones, I think, of my biggest achievements was I was then selected as the captain of the senior women's gymnastics Commonwealth team.
Sure,
that
that's
went
wonderful.
There. And I came 23rd all round at the Commonwealth Games. But this was also Coach Ilse's first. We were her first Protea group that she took from babies.
Yeah.
To reach these high heights. And then in 2006, that was in 2006, and then in 2006 as well, I won the title of the All-African Champion.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Age are you at that?
I just turned 16 at competition.
And it's a lot of pressure for a 16-year-old.
Yes.
And you still had to you had to obviously academically also achieve.
Yeah. So in my 11th school grade, I think I was in a total, maybe at school in total for 4 months out of that year. The rest I was traveling. I was overseas with competitions and training camps and preparing for all of these things.
And mentally, were you in the right space for that challenge? Because you had the support of your family, is that right?
Yeah. Well, at that stage, I went through a little bit of a dip. I had a back injury. I had a stress fracture in my back.
Mm.
And I went for an MRI, and the doctor said, listen, you need to stop gymnastics. You have a back problem. And I said to him, that's not why I came here.
Yeah. Fix me.
Can you get rid of the pain for a while? I have a competition to attend. Yeah. And I'm very glad I did, because that was my goal.
Yeah.
I won 5 out of 6 gold medals at that competition. And so I think that's my pride and joy, and I have never regretted that once, even though I do still live with the back pain. But I think most people have.
Of course. And Renette, when you win those gold medals, is it that sense of absolute achievement that you feel? Is it makes it all worth it?
Yeah, you do burst with pride, and I could see it in my parents' faces as well. My dad was just, I have a photo of him at that competition where he just held my hand and it bursted out of him, the pride.
And did you get acknowledgement from the sports committee in South Africa? Do they give you a little bit of a bonus for winning medals, gold medals?
Like financially?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing. Okay.
No.
It's
a
pity, hey?
At that stage
of the game.
It was a big fight. It was a strange time in South Africa as well.
Yeah.
I was training to go to the Olympics, but because there were complications, BEE kind of things and all of that, gymnastics wasn't on the map yet.
Okay.
And we really tried very hard to get sponsorships so that I could carry on with gymnastics and travel to all of these competitions, and I mean, it was not just me. I mean, it was a team of us, 3 or 4 or 5 girls. We didn't have that funding. But after that, it did actually start getting better, whereas now, Caitlin Rusekrans was just one of the flag bearers for South Africa.
Fabulous.
At the Paris Olympics. So, and I mean, I think, I don't know financially what the situation is, but we didn't at that stage when I was that young have, we were sort of comparing it to the Springbok rugby team.
And yourselves.
We trained longer hours, but we didn't get that recognition. Mm. We didn't get the payment or the financial means to actually be able to continue at a stage where you can do it as a career out of school.
And your uniforms and traveling kit and everything, all self-paid?
All self-paid.
Wow, it's amazing. It's a bit sad to hear that. But, and what is your, would you say is your speciality on the floor? What do you do specifically? Are you an all-rounder? Do you do mat? Do you do bars?
So we,
and how do they train you?
So there's different disciplines. I did artistic gymnastics, which is what I teach here now. I don't have the coaches or the abilities to teach rhythmic or trampoline or tumbling, things like that. But so in order to compete at all of these competitions, you have to do all four of the apparatus.
Okay.
But you do specialize. There's always a preference. So my preference was beam. It was my first love, and then the floor exercise as well. So at the all-round competitions, you try and push to get to the apparatus finals and things like that. But yeah, so you have favorites, but you have to be able to do all of them.
So you have to still do them all. And your least favorite
was bars. I was just a little bit afraid of it. If I can go back now and do it with the understanding that I have of the skills, I think the fear took over a little bit.
Well, of course, and the amount of training that goes into that. I mean, you're talking about 8 hours of training a day. Mm. It must have been taxing on your body, but you were still young and strong and ready for all the challenges that you faced. And for how long did you go competing all over the world? And when? When did it come to an end?
So all in all, I did gymnastics for 14 years, but I think
It's a long time.
I'm not exactly sure how long the competitive spree ran, but there was some complications with the going to the Olympics. I was supposed to be first in line because I was the first gymnast that did all three world championships that I qualified for in that Olympic cycle. And I then outright qualified as the African champion.
Yeah.
But, they were.
So you weren't selected at the end of the day for that.
And then I think that broke me a little bit. So I stopped gymnastics at the age of 18, which I do regret till this day. But, you can't really go back in time. I actually received a full sponsorship, a full scholarship to go and study in Utah in the US.
Yeah.
But I didn't go. I don't regret it, but I think if there were more opportunities here and if I did actually reach the final goal of, because I think everyone's, if you are a high performance athlete, your goal is to go to the Olympics,
of
and
course,
anything less feels like you failed.
Yeah.
And at that, I now know that I didn't, but at that stage of my life, being a very young adult, it sort of broke me, and I had to take a break from gymnastics for
completely,
quite some time.
Yeah.
I completely stopped, and I didn't go back to coaching. I didn't do anything for a long time.
And obviously, mentally, that was a blow for you as well.
Yeah,
obviously. And what sort of sparked you back? What was the pull to get you back into coaching again? Or did you go back into Olympics? I mean, into gymnastics at all? Or did you just leave it, stay away? And when you started again, was it to coach or was it to come back in and compete?
When I stopped and took a break for about a year, and then I tried to go back into coaching when I started studying at Tux. And I think because something in me didn't really want to stop gymnastics, I wasn't in the right mindset to teach. I wanted to still show and do, which is not how you coach at all. You cannot still want to do the skill or get up on the apparatus yourself as a coach. So I wasn't in the right mindset. And I stopped coaching then and I tried other things. I went overseas and worked on the ships for 4 years.
Nice.
As an art dealer. So a completely different way. And then I came back and I managed restaurants. And I think that's the easiest way to go into start working. But I did that for very long then. And then I guess it just sort of pulled me back into it. And my dad always said, you need to go back to gymnastics. Yeah. That's who you are.
It's and your passion. It's it's what you love to do.
And then I went to Ilse. I went back to my coach and I said to her, please, I want to come back and coach. And never looked back a day.
So that, and it still gives you the best of both worlds, because you can still, with all your skill, you can implement that and encourage youngsters as well.
I am living my dream and my passion every day. And now I get to teach it and see how it actually improves and betters children's lives.
And that's another question I want to ask you. From what age do you suggest children start gymnastics? And it's not necessarily for them to become professional, but I'm all for any types of sport.
Yeah.
And I always say there's got to be something that you like. It doesn't have to always be mainstream. Some kids are not made for rugby or hockey or tennis or whatever. But for me, gymnastics is a very much an all-round type of sport.
Exactly.
And so from what age would you suggest?
So exactly like you just said, the gymnastics, it's one of the best all-round sports that you can do for overall development. And it is a very good sport to do to set the basic foundation for other sports as well. Like you said, everyone is not going to reach the highest goals in every sport or everything that they try, but this gives them the opportunity to just develop all of those skills before they decide, I want to do this or that sport. At this stage, we suggest about 3 years old, but I think yesterday the whole of Hoedspruit's 2 year olds were in my club. It was a bit chaotic. But so I have gymnasts starting at age 2 already, going up to, at this stage, my oldest one is 14.
Okay, lovely. So it's a real lovely mengelmoes of kinesh, Oderdoma, and that's it.
Yes.
And when you do, and you're, where are you currently based?
So I am the head coach of Zani's Gymnastics Academy. Zani's is actually, the head office is based in Polokwane, but she has satellite clubs in a few of these smaller towns like we have here. And we are currently based, and I hope that we get to stay there because it really is a very nice facility, at Sulail Citrus Farm.
Okay.
So just out of town. Left there by the Driehoek filling station, and it's on that road.
Okay, wonderful. So it's accessible. So if parents want to just pop around and come and have a look, do they need to phone beforehand, or can they pop around and come and have a look, bring their children with to come and have a
look? Preferably just give me a heads up. Yeah. I'm best via WhatsApp.
Yes, yes.
My email, I can do handstands, but my school did suffer a little bit, and the laptop gathers dust most days. But so if someone just pops a message and says, I want to bring my 2-year-old or my 5-year-old or my 8-year-old to come and do a test trial run, by all means, everyone is welcome. But I do have different age groups and different days that I do certain things, so if I know when who is coming, I can tell them the correct
time. To come at the appropriate time for that child's age group. Exactly. Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
And obviously, do you do one-on-one, or is it mainly in groups?
It's mainly in groups. I just finished one competition season with most of my competitive group, and there I did spend a lot of one-on-one time as well, where I did private lessons as well. After hours,
yes,
not in the gym, but mostly we train in groups. I try not to put more than 8 to 10 in a group, so that everyone gets their individual attention in any case, and enough turns and enough And
then you've got assistant coaches with you now as well. How many coaches have you got assisting you?
I currently have two. I have Coach Anissa Miller that she started with me about a year ago. She took over my preschool program. Okay. I am still involved, especially with the very little ones because they are there to play mostly. But somewhere I have to teach them a forward role, so I try and organize it as best I can. But she has taken over the preschool program. And then I have another coach, Coach Hayden. I forgot his surname now. Sorry, Hayden. who's assisting me now with my other groups. I also have non-competitive gymnastics groups where he's assisting, and then I have the competitive side as well.
Okay, and how many competitive pupils are there?
This year I had 18 to 20. I think there were a few that couldn't make all of the competitions. But, yeah, girls and boys that took part in the level 1 to 3 competitions. And now I have one level 4 girl. Her competition season is starting now. So on Thursday I'm back in Pretoria for the competitions.
And is that where all the competitions are held? Or are they held in here in
Nelspruit?
All over, just depends. Hey?
So, yeah.
And have they done well?
Yes. The lot that finished their competition season now did very, very well. I think they did Hoedspruit proud. At our very last competition now, we received 6 gold medals. I think 5 4 silver and then 5 bronze.
Wow, that's fantastic. You must be super
really,
proud.
Really,
really
proud. Yeah, they really did very well and trained very hard.
Well, Renette, I know that, like I say, sports for me is just an absolute yes. And but do you have an age limit, though? So I know we say you can take kids from 2, but sort of, is there an age limit or is it not necessarily the case?
I think in the older days, it's sort of after school, you stopped at age 18. Yeah. But now they are pushing that limit a little bit to keep people in the sport longer. Yeah. I think it's how long your body allows you to, and if you have the means to keep training those hours, because it does require a lot of commitment. Yeah. I am planning, but that's a little bit down the line, to open an adult gymnastics class as well.
That I think could be lovely.
Just because it's a whole different way of training
of
on
exercise,
the apparatus.
Yes,
exactly.
Definitely.
And even though you're not going to do competitions or compete ever again, you do get that satisfaction of going on the different apparatus and training those different muscles that you don't necessarily train in a gym or somewhere else.
Oh, fantastic. And once again, I just want to wish your business, your gymnasium, huge success. And you've just been growing from strength to strength. And I've only heard good things about
Thank you.
And how happy the mummies are having their kids come. And the children need an outlet at the end of the day.
Yes.
And it may, like I said, may not just be something at the school, but if it's something that you can still offer your child after school, I think it's fantastic. So I wish you great success with
your
gymnasium. And I hope it stays where it stays. But if it does move, it'll only be for the right reasons at the end of the day. And Renette, and congratulations. You are 6 months.
You've got
a couple months left. And then I hope you're going to take a little break at the end of the day.
Yes. I hope the rest can look after the gym.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will.
Me.
And Renette, can you leave us with a contact number, please? If people want to WhatsApp you, what number can they get hold of you on?
They can get hold of me on my personal number is 082-954-2944. But I can be found on
Facebook as well?
Yes, or via email. I think the email address is hoodies@zarnies.co.za.
hoodies@zarnies.co.za. Okay, perfect. Perfect. But thank you for coming in studio.
Thank you so much
thank
for the
you
opportunity.
For sharing. Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. And to all the mommies out there, I can highly recommend if you want to get your kids active and get them also to interact with the other children. It's all about socializing as well. So get hold of Renette at Zarnies and she will gladly put you into your age appropriate groups. or just give her a call and go pop around and go and see what it's all about. You definitely won't be disappointed, and you will also be doing yourself a favor by getting the kids to get their energy out in a healthy, safe environment.